Hey, my name is Caleb, and it's time for another Spirit Story. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. So far in this series, we've heard some amazing stories of God speaking to people. But can God speak a word directly to me through an ancient book written by 40 different authors over the span of thousands of years? Well, that's exactly what Usha's story is all about.
Hi, my name is Usha, and this is my spirit story. I like to share about my sister-in-law being diagnosed with cancer. So this came out of nowhere for us because she's very young and she's very healthy and a mother of two young children. We were all blindsided by the news. I was reminded of the story in the Old Testament from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 about the king Jehoshaphat when he got word that his enemies were coming to fight him, and he decided, instead of picking up conventional weapons to fight, his way of fighting the situation was to just go to God and pray. And as he prayed, he got the word that it was good for his people to fast and pray. So reading about the story just came to my mind when we were told about my sister-in-law's situation. Fortunately, I have about 7 siblings, and so we decided as a family that we would all take a day of the week to fast and pray for my sister-in-law. So we did that for about 6 weeks before she was going in for a final scan and her treatment. God aligned it in such a way that it was my day to fast and pray when my sister-in-law Sarah was supposed to go to the hospital to get feedback and treatment plan and stuff like that. So I just got up from my time of prayer, and I felt the Spirit nudge me to a certain scripture that I had never thought about or had come across in such a way. But I do believe that's the beauty of scripture. It speaks to each person for their own situation in a unique way. It could apply to me in one way, and it could apply to somebody else in another way. And I do believe it was the Holy Spirit that was prompting me. And I just had not remember reading the scripture ever before, at least. And this is the scripture that comes from Malachi 4, 2 and 3, which says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord." So as I was reading the scripture, I just again got on my knees and I started asking God, what does this scripture mean to me for this situation? God was telling me, when a righteous man prays to me, I am all about hearing their prayer. I am going to rise and bring healing. And not only that, your sister-in-law is going to grow and she's going to get out of this situation and she's going to frolic around like a little calf. And not only that, the scripture was telling, you shall trample the wicked, meaning God was telling me it was the lymphoma cells that was wicked in her body. And that God was going to trample that and bring it to ashes. He was going to bring healing for her. But it has to be the day that He is choosing to do and to just keep trusting Him. Immediately, I was so encouraged, and I called my sister-in-law. They live in Australia. So the timing was so perfect. And as I called, she was just getting ready to go to the hospital that morning. So it felt like the timing was aligned and it was perfect. And God ordained it in such a way that he was giving a promise that he's going to heal her and not to worry. When she went to the doctor that day, the cancer, the cells had sort of diminished to a point where even the doctors were like, this is amazing. We have not seen this. She's completely now healed of cancer and, you know, her health is normal. It may not turn out the same way with everybody in every situation, but for that moment, the way the Spirit was speaking to me and revealing things to me, I had no doubt it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking to me through that time. I have always believed that God is true to his word and his words are true. Through this experience, it magnified to me that I can trust this God of the Bible. It says, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God. That means it's God's word. I look for even the littlest details in the Bible. You know, I just don't skip through a word that I don't understand. As I'm reading the scripture, I just basically sit there in the posture that God is speaking to me and to really try and listen. Sometimes it's just the whisper. I try to clear my cluttered mind just to even hear the whispers of God.
So, so good. Usha, thank you for sharing your story with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern. And if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.